Our enemies are close, but our God is closer. The movie We Were Soldiers is an incredible story of a colonel who leads his troops over to Vietnam to engage in the battle that they were called to by their country. Not only is it a story that can highlight our themes today, but also very interesting point is that the colonel that's featured in this movie, played by Mel Gibson, the real life, the person who this movie was based on, after his service, moved to Crested Butte, Colorado, and was a Catholic man who raised his family there as a parishioner in the Diocese of Pueblo. Just an interesting fact, but more specifically, what's helpful to understand Christ's words today is that at one point in the movie, they land on enemy territory and pursue their goal. But one of the squadrons gets separated out from the rest of them. The others are able to draw back to a little bit of a safer place, while the others, this one squadron, remains in the heart of where the enemies are present and have to lay low for 2 or so days, not knowing what will become of themselves. They call for help on the radio, but the others are not in the place where they're able to come and help, so they just remain in this place. The one scene in the movie is at night while they're laying there trying not to be discovered, but they know that the enemy is close. And an explosion happens and lights up the area around them just to finally reveal that these enemies are within 10 feet of where they're at. Now, I don't remember exactly how it all comes about, whether they get out, whether what happens. But the fact of the matter is this image can help us to realize, usually whenever we hear this idea of love your enemy, we're thinking of this kind of situation, somebody who's ready to harm us gravely, some enemy that wants to go to war with us, somebody that's way across seas. Okay, I'll pray for them, I'll love them. But it's important today to contemplate our enemies who are close and how to love them. You see, if you were to acknowledge that an enemy, so to say, is anyone who not so much wishes this grave harm on us, yes, that's our enemy, but that's not so much the experience that we have day in and day out. As Americans, we have a lot of safety. Yes, there's still illness. Yes, there's still certain things that come against us. But more than often than anything, what we experience is people who don't want what we want. They don't approve what we're doing. Or they're convinced that what we're doing is somehow not going to benefit them, and so they work against us whenever we know that we, with the genuineness of our heart, are pursuing what God wants for us. And so as we acknowledge all of this, it's to say that closeness of the enemy is sometimes our enemy is our very self. We're not able to be given over or to remain committed to the Christian life, to this love that God has for us. We doubt it. We're not able to live into it. Our enemy is those in our own family members who know exactly how to push our buttons and are good at it. And yet, it's for us to be able to love them in those moments. To love our enemies is to do good to those who hate you. Your reward will be great in heaven, we hear. It's this not only loving for the sake of being able to bring peace to ourselves, so to say, but it's to really live into who we were created to be. Here in that gospel, you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. It's for us to acknowledge David, and there he is with this opportunity to put his enemy to death, and yet he chooses not to. It says, let's not lay a hand on the anointed. You see, he's able to recognize that God has an influence on Saul's life, even in his difficulties. And so for us to be able to look at these enemies of ours who are close, so to say, and to love them. That second reading is that first man and the second, the one who's of the earth, the one who's of the spirit, so natural that rises up in us to retaliate against the enemy, to lean into the fight, to let this burning anger well up in us when people are against us. But God, he calls us to be like this second man, which is to say like his very self, and to love in these moments. In the gospel, when Jesus is speaking to his would-be disciples, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, it's even drawing back to the same gospel we heard last week. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Because if those are blessed when we're persecuted, well, it means that those who are persecuting aren't so blessed. But when we love our enemies, those who persecute us, it's like we're wishing that blessing upon them. We wish them a conversion of heart. We wish them a real experience of God so that they also would become children of the Most High. It's incredible to see the Lord speaking so powerfully in this gospel today. To know that we are called to be like Jesus. On the cross, he loves his enemies. He prays for them and forgives them. And so our call to action is for each of us to pray for yourself in those moments where you act as your own enemy, though to pray for the person in your family or that's close to you that you struggle with the most. I don't encourage you to think or to hold too tightly on my family is my enemy, but it's just to acknowledge that in these moments there are some of those acts that have the characteristics of what an enemy would do against us. But it's for us to embrace this call to love well and to love our enemy, because that's how God loves. And with that, we have the hope of remaining the blessed ones and bringing others into the same blessedness. Because our enemies are close, but our God is closer.